we have to congratulate the fact that they have done well in extremely difficult circumstances, but the actual reality of this is that the last time I checked, the Greek economy, I think, is 25% smaller than it was 10 years ago. The level of unemployment there is still staggering. I think it's around 1 in 5 currently. I'm not sure of the exact latest figure. Youth unemployment is double that. So, yes, we have to congratulate the work that has been done there. Equally, I don't think the battle is over. We've got a Greek economy that I was relying on running a fiscal surplus of 3.5% in order to meet its targets. These are very strong goals. And where does that leave the ability to invest in the economy and start to actually rebuild what has been quite a battered economy? What happens to all that talent, which was looking at the Greek economy a decade ago and decided there's better opportunities elsewhere? Mm. Where's that talent now? Where's that lost generation of people who have left education and not received that next level of training required in order to actually benefit the economy in the long run? So, yes, it's done well, but this fight is by no means over. There's still such a long way to go, and unfortunately for the Greek people, I still think there's such a big fight on their hands.
And it feels like there's an element of complacency in the Eurozone itself, that a lot of the struggles that, I mean, to be fair, that UK banks went through post the crisis, you know, working out, you know, why they had these, you know, big debt problems, just hasn't been done with Euro banks. We've still got, I mean, Italy would be the case in point, but it feels like there are, you know, the problems are still remaining.
Yeah, I think it's around a third of non-performing loans are still held by Italian banks. So there's still clearly a big problem here. I guess the issue that we have is that these problems are not easy to actually resolve. And when you have a banking sector in Italy, for example, which hasn't really seen the same level of M&A activity in order to try and overcome some of these issues, for example, we haven't seen these non-performing loans being moved off the book. The US was far more ruthless in its dealing with the banking situation, and they are prospering now as a result, whereas Europe's been so much slower. Dealing with debt is never an easy issue. And yes, the euro area is patting itself on the back for the way it's handled Greece and how well Greece has done. It's still debatable whether the right steps have been taken, and even the IMF and the EU can't necessarily agree on what the correct steps to go are going forward and whether what they've done is sustainable for Greece as a country. But we've got to remember we're dealing with politicians here, and politicians have to pat themselves on the back because other people aren't going to do it for them, and they have to sell the fact that this has been a success. And it's debatable. They were very quick to pat themselves on the back with Ireland, and I think we can all agree Ireland has transitioned fairly quickly, especially compared to Greece. But if it doesn't pat itself on the back with Greece, then people are going to question whether they've done the right thing, and they have to be selling that story.